Hi everyone, Dr. Goyal here from Peak Human Labs, and today we have another episode of Battle to End Alzheimer's. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. So it is January 2024, and we're back. There's an update, and so thank you
for bringing this. It's a good. There's a new blood test out there. I think we talked about it on one earlier episode. It's called the p-tau-217 antibody.
Okay.
And it's a blood test, which is really good. And further studies are showing that it's pretty accurate of showing those tau tangles.
Right. Because the number of tau tangles you have will determine the onset of dementia.
It's whether or not you have, it means that you're at risk of getting Alzheimer's.
At risk.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
because those who have higher amounts of tau tangles have more chance of having dementia, or that their dementia is more progressed.
So it's similar to in past episodes where Chris Hemsworth was noted that he has the two APOE4 genes. So that's an indicator. So this is a separate test for another indicator. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, that APOE4 gene is just a genetic predisposition.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean that the person has it.
Right.
Whereas this is actually telling us if there's actual tau tangles. So it means that you're actually having the disease.
Ooh, okay.
So that's a little different. The other one's more just a predisposition.
Okay, and is that now available? Is it just in the States or Canada?
It's in the States. So I'll put the links to the companies in the description.
Okay.
But I think you may be able to start asking your doctor about getting that test done. You could message me as well. That's another thing.
Okay.
But definitely available.
Amazing.
And the second thing I want to bring up was that there is now testing available. I don't know if people remember, we did a MoCA or on me, which was the testing to look at the cognitive function.
Didn't you go to the Toronto? Like,
I did that as well,
that?
But yeah, I think we did one ourselves.
Oh yeah, I did the paper test.
Yeah, the paper test. Yeah, but you could do a much more in-depth test, which tests your reaction time and memory.
Is that an at-home test that they
exactly.
They've developed?
Yeah, it's an at-home test.
So you can do it with a partner.
Just on your own.
On your own.
It's a computer program. So again, if people want to do that test, it's available. Again, you can message me. I'll send a link to what company it is, but normally you can request your physician that you'd like to have this test done, and they'll send you a link to do it on your computer. It takes about 45 minutes, and it's a much more accurate test to see if there's some small changes already happening with your memory.
Right.
And again, many years in advance of Alzheimer's, we have something that's called mild cognitive impairment, MCI, which predates Alzheimer's by 10, 20 years. So
I think I suffer from mild cognitive impairment.
Let's hope not.
I'm by the sounds of it, mild cognitive impairment. So you're forgetful, you forget some
just
things.
Just minor things. You might be a little slower.
Yeah.
There's no question that I had my kids do it and I compared it. We're never as good as when we were that young. So as we're getting older, definitely changes are happening. But you know, this test is that accurate, could really find any small changes in reaction time that occur as.
Well, I love the fact that you're bringing up these tests, because for families who may suspect that there could be a decrease in somebody's behavior, they can take the test at the beginning of the year. And would you suggest that a year later you could see a difference, or does it depend on the rapidness of somebody's situation? Like, would 6 months from a date of testing may show a sign, or would you say try an annual test of your own?
It depends how fast the thing is progressing.
Right.
You may or may not see a change after 1 year, but I think it's a good idea for people to do it if they're at all concerned about whether or not there's any early signs of mild cognitive impairment.
Right.
Then get the test done. Or if you have a loved one that you think has Alzheimer's, you can ask them to do the test. So I think it's a good idea. So please message us and let us know if you're interested in getting more information on the test.
Yeah, we'll post the links below. And if there's any questions specifically about Alzheimer's, dementia, anything that we've covered in the past that you want more in-depth information about, please post that in the comments as well, so we can keep bringing you the latest in what's happening in Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, and I know it's very timely. Jay Leno's disclosed that his wife has dementia, and obviously severe enough that he has to apply for a conservatorship of her. So again, this affects everyone, and just to be aware of that.
Yeah, when I saw that, it made me think, oh wow, no amount of
money
is going to remove a cognitive situation that even the best, a person who has all of the means to rectify, there really isn't a cure, unfortunately, at this time. But maybe by the end of this series, years from now, there will be some breakthroughs that we've started to see. You've started to see those breakthroughs.
Yeah, we talked about some medication that decreases amyloid. Mm-hmm. Again, we have no magic pill yet, but let's keep on that. We'll keep watching for that and keep you up to date. But first step is prevention. So early screening is important. If you're at risk genetically, then have your screening test done, blood test or PET scan is like I did.
Mm-hmm. And lifestyle, diet, exercise, removing anything that brain injury.
Exactly, brain injury.
So,
very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right then. I hope you enjoyed it. Please like and subscribe this video. That really helps us get our video seen by more people who can benefit from the information we're providing them. So thank you again. I hope you enjoyed it.